Friday, May 27th, 2022, 3:23 a.m. Okay, I'm out here in the studio slash garage. I am going to attempt to paint today. And ooh, I'm all tangled up here. There you go. Okay, so hasn't been a week since the dog died. And it was pretty much a gut punch for me and the wife. Like I said, the dog left a big old hole in our life, in our hearts. I still walk out into the living room expecting to see him laying there and dealing with stuff. And you know, we actually picked up his ashes yesterday, and we bought a little memento of him. They did a paw print on some clay, and you know, they fired it up and they painted the little black paw print thing in there. So, and I looked at it and oh yeah, that's his, because I've looked at his paw a lot of times. I've trimmed off the hair and all that, and like you could still see some of the hair impressions in the clay and his toenails, because toward the end there we didn't clip his toenails because it was just too much. But anyway, so this week been kind of down. Then I got another gut punch. Some crazy goes and shoots a bunch of kids up and some teachers in Texas. And you know, it's a lot of people say that, you know, like again, right away they say you gotta ban guns. That's what our governor's saying to you. You know, they'd like to basically ban guns. But that ain't gonna do it, you know. It's not a gun issue. It really isn't. It's a mental health issue. All these people that go through there and shoot, you know, they shot up some universities. They shot up that one in Connecticut, that elementary school in Connecticut, and then this kid shot people up. And then the guy that shot a bunch of people in Buffalo because they were black. They all had mental health issues. That's the real common denominator that we should be looking at. You know, it really is. And you know, and then the governor's out there. You know, our governor is out there pushing. Well, we're gonna push. Basically, what he was doing was pushing the latest gun control message, which is guns that people can build themselves. He wants to make sure that all these are registered. You know, we got registered serial numbers and all that. Because before, you didn't. If you built your own gun, you didn't have to register. You didn't even have to have serial numbers on there to register it anyway. You know, and so they just want to make sure when they want to confiscate the guns, they know who's where to go to get them. Right. But anyway, so he's pushing that. But the real thing that would fix this is harden the schools. You know, when I was still working, which was not too long ago, I retired in 2015. You know, I'd still be able. You know, I had a job at a school, at an elementary school. You know, I walk there, and yeah, there's signs that you can't come onto this campus without checking into the office first. Okay, so I walked in and I walked over to the office, and yeah, there's the office. I got to go in there and tell them I'm going to do some work in here. But there's nobody stopped me from going into the rest of the classrooms, you know, down the hall into any classroom I want. There's nobody really there to stop you. You know, maybe there's somebody behind the desk that's watching, you know, but the truth is I could have just walked. If I was one of these crazies, I could have just walked in there and shot anybody up I wanted to. And I bet you it's still like that. It's going to be just like that all next year. You know, they should harden the schools and keep them. You know, if you really want to keep everybody safe in there, because there's no way you're going to confiscate every gun. You know, there's no way. It just is not going to happen. So you know, even if you do, this crazy will still get in there. You know. What if some guy like samurai swords is going to go in there and slice a bunch of people up? You know? That's even more horrific, I think. Well, I don't know. I've never seen anybody get really get shot in person, so could be just as horrific. But this kind of stuff will keep on happening until you make it to where somebody that's contemplating going on and on a campus and killing somebody at an elementary school or a high school, until you make it so that when he decides to do that, he is definitely going to take his life into his hands. Because right now, I think all schools in California are gun-free zones. So there's no guns on there. So these guys know that there's nobody on there that's got more stopping power than they do, you know, until the police show up. So they can, you know, they can, until you make it so that they, okay, they go and they say, okay, I'm gonna go shoot this elementary school up. Yeah, but they got, you know, every school in California has at least one armed guard, you know. So I may be taking my life into my hands here, or I may not be able to complete what I want to do. You know, that could keep somebody from actually deciding, okay, we're going to go there and do that, and instead go somewhere else where they feel at least have a chance of killing more people to take down with them. And I think that's part of this thing. This because this kid that did this in Texas, he and I call him a kid because he's 18. And it's way younger than me. And that, you know, 18, yeah, okay. The first year you're a legal adult. You know, you can vote and you can do all that sort of crap. So he had problems, you know. He was bullied at school, so much so that he dropped out of high school. They said that he actually did things like cut his face, you know, and because he had problems. Somebody said that he grew his hair out weird and dressed all in black. And, you know, with a hood. So he was, you know, he wanted to stand out. He wanted to have some kind of meaning in life. You know? Apparently, his mother was a drug addict. His father was nowhere to be found. He was living with a grandmother who he shot in the face, apparently. And I don't think he killed her. You know, and he took her truck, and that's when he started driving down the road, wrecked it not far from the elementary school, and walked over to the elementary school. So that's where he started shooting people up. So it's not clear that, right now anyway, it's not clear that the elementary school was the target. Apparently, he was heading in the direction of the high school. So, you know, that could have been his original plan. But anyway. You know, talking about a gut punch. Well, a gut punch for me, but then, you know, like I said, Margaret and I have missed the dog terribly. But these people that lost their kids, you know, that's for me, that's unimaginable to have that hole in your life. Not, you know, you send your kids off, and it's just, you know, it's just like when I had my father die. You know, it was just a day like any other day, and at the end of the day, somebody comes and tell him that he's not coming back. So the same thing for these people, you know. They send their kids off to school, give them a hug and a kiss, and they didn't come back. One big hole in your life, all because of some crazy guy. That's it for now. I'm gonna try to get my mind off and do some painting, try to get back on track here. Anyway, have a good one. Try to at least.